Swedish party calls for deporting migrant criminals if they attack LGBT people. By Chris Tomlinson on August 10, 2022. Sweden's center-right moderates have proposed that migrants who commit attacks should be deported from the country, as long as the victims identify as members of the LGBT community. The moderates wrote about the proposal on their Twitter account stating, "Sweden must never become a haven for oppressive values. Anyone who is not a Swedish citizen and is convicted of attacks against LGBTQ people must therefore be deported. It should be obvious in a modern democracy like Sweden, but still it is not like that today," the party added. The party was criticized in the replies to the tweet by Swedes who questioned why violent migrants should only be deported for attacking LGBT Swedes, rather than simply attacking any Swede, with one user writing, "Anyone convicted of serious violent crimes at all should always receive deportation in their sentence. Is it okay to attack others who are not LGBT and avoid deportation?" Another user stated in reply to the tweet. The moderates later highlighted that a large portion of prisoners in the Swedish prison system, around a third of all inmates, are also migrants, claiming that each prisoner costs the taxpayer 1.2 million Swedish kroner, £97,769/$118,078, per year. The Social Democrats have not done enough to ensure that Swedish prisons have room for the crime that is escalating. A moderate-led government will ensure that more foreign prisoners serve the sentence in their home country, the party said. The moderates have a history of opposing aspects of mass migration and in 2018 called for new laws to criminalize anyone in the country's heavily migrant-populated no-go areas from acting as so-called morality police. "There are people who choose to limit women's freedom in Sweden. They will be met with a sentence and with imprisonment, but also in some cases expulsion," moderates politician Thomas Tobi said at the time. The populist Sweden Democrats, however, have made more radical proposals, including calling for the deportation and repatriation of Syrians, Afghans and Somalis who they claim have high unemployment rates and have failed to integrate into Sweden. "Remigration is not a miracle solution, but the failures of recent decades show that it must be an option, a solution for all those who live in long-term exclusion," Sweden Democrats leader Jimmy Åkesson and migration policy spokesman Ludvig Aspling wrote earlier this year. Sweden is scheduled to hold a national election next month on September 11, and polling shows the moderates within a few percentage points of each other, with a Demoskop poll giving the moderates 20.3% and the Sweden Democrats 17.7%. Both parties are still, however, behind the Social Democrats, who scored 28.7% in the poll. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.